a Republican Wisconsin elections commissioner, is under fire with continuing calls this week for his resignation. This comes after Commissioner Robert Spindell was quoted post-election saying to fellow Republicans, "We can be especially proud of the city of Milwaukee casting 37,000 less votes than cast in the 2018 election, with the major reduction happening in the overwhelming Black and Hispanic areas." Democrats call this bragging about voter suppression on the part of an election official. And this week, state Senate Democrats called for him to resign. Commissioner Spindell joins us now with his reaction. And thanks very much for being here.
Well, thank you for having me.
What is your reaction and response to these calls for you to resign your position as an elections commissioner?
Well, you know, I think the Democrats have really lost because of their own failed Biden policies, such as inflation, substandard education, high crime rate. And these are several of the issues that we tried to put forth in our radio commercials and our twice-a-week Black radio talk show. That's why many people become disenchanted coming out to vote, including those in the minority community. In addition, of course, there was a loss of population somewhat in the city of Milwaukee, but also the hard work of the people of the Republican Party, the candidates that we got out to run and so forth. And when they like to talk about suppression, you know, you probably remember the April 2020 election. I used to be a city of Milwaukee election commissioner for 18 years. And in Milwaukee is probably the easiest city anywhere to vote because very rarely does anybody have to wait even during the November elections more than 5 or 10 minutes. And if you have to register, if you wait more than 15 minutes, they'll apologize. But if we're going back to that 18, or the one in April of 20, where they reduced 185 polling places down to 5 polling places, the Brennan Center said that that would reduce the Black vote, suppress the Black vote, 15%. And what happened in Milwaukee, the gentleman running for county exec, Crowley, won by 1,000 votes. The individual running for city treasurer lost by 1,000 votes. Lena Taylor lost by about 15,000 votes. So certainly the suppression was not from this program. The suppression is something along this line to try and do something along that line.
Commissioner, your comments have been called, quote, incredibly racist because of being proud, according to that email that you wrote, that in the city of Milwaukee, amongst overwhelmingly Black and Hispanic areas, 37,000 fewer votes were cast. What would you like to say about being described as incredibly racist?
Well, I've never really been described as that before. Over the years, I've done a great deal for the Black community in Milwaukee. I was appointed by Governor Thompson to be the only non-minority member of the Governor's Committee on Minority Business. He then appointed me to the Governor's Central City Initiative, which brought about all sorts of programs to help people in the inner city get jobs, get a house, get something along that line. I was on the Wisconsin Correctional Organization for a while, going around to prisons, trying to help people and know what to say in terms of getting jobs. But more important, for over 25 years, I was vice chair of Janetta Robinson's Career Youth Development, which was one of the largest social service agencies in Milwaukee. And we had such programs as we were the first agency in the country to get with a drug and alcohol hospital to start our own operation within the facility. We then put our own facility together. We ran it with our own doctors, and we even built an inpatient treatment center. There's all sorts. We had 30 programs.
So you reject the description. But it's not new for candidates to say, please vote for me, but if you can't do that, don't vote for my opponent. Democrats did that in 2020 in talking to moderate Republicans. But isn't there a difference between that and celebrating the reduction of votes amongst a population of voters that has been historically discriminated against throughout our nation's history?
Well, really, the thing I was celebrating was the fact that finally, after all these years, that the Republican Party of Wisconsin and the RNC, Republican National Committee, were finally recognizing the importance of the Black vote, the Hispanic vote, and not just talk anymore, but they actually put the resources into that programs so that we may make progress within that agency. And a lot of people were disenchanted. I know Dems tried to get people to knock on doors to get their vote out. They were paying $27 an hour. They couldn't get people to do that. The people were disenchanted. I don't think there's any difference between the Black, Hispanic, the white communities where the effort is to try and get the people that you have identified out to vote. And if they can't, all the advertising, whether it be millions of dollars on television, that's all negative advertising trying to say how bad the other candidate is.
Have you spoken to Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemieux, who reappointed you to a five-year term, about whether he continues to support you as an elections commissioner?
No, I'm not. I have not. All he would say is, well, the Dems are trying to get you for the fourth or fifth time now to get you to resign. And they've tried that on several different occasions because simply they do not like my going through and making sure that the Republican Party has a voice on the commission, and also that we work together with the Democrats to try and make sure that the best solution for the people of Wisconsin comes out of some very heavy discussions among the six of us on this Wisconsin Election Commission.
We need to leave it there. Wisconsin Elections Commissioner Bob Spindell, thanks very much.
Well, thank you very much for having me.
We should note that Commissioner Spindell declined to speak about his role as an alternate or fraudulent 2020 elector.